Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Soul Paradise with Rolls-Royce Howard.
Rolls-Royce Howard
on the Love Zone USA.
To each and every one of you, and a very, very pleasant good evening to each and every one of you. And welcome to the Soul Paradise with Rolls-Royce Howard. We're going to be here rocking and reeling and all that good stuff for the next hour. And of course, I got a very, very special guest on my program this evening, and one of my all-time favorite groups out of Philadelphia. Matter of fact, my favorite group out of Philadelphia. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell it like I got to tell it like it is, Wendell. You know what I mean?
Tell it like it is, man.
I got to tell it like it is, man. I mean,
that's it.
when I started my radio career in 1971, the very first group that I fell in love with was the Magic of the Blue Magic. You guys, wow. I got the MC for you guys in New Jersey, if you remember the late Joe Tamburo, alias Butterball, brought you guys down, and we did a show together, him and I. And he said, "Royce, I got a great group here." And then I got to meet Alan Rubin and Bruce Gable and all the guys that you guys were associated with. And it was more like I fit right into the family of the Magic of the Blue.
Yeah, man.
You guys, you guys are still in not just in my book, but in the record books all over the land, you guys are still one of the most talented groups that ever hit the airwaves musically. And I just want you to know that I still love you to death. All your fans still love you. And we're looking forward to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have Mr. Wendell Sawyer of Blue Magic on the line with me. Yeah. And Wendell, it has been many years, buddy.
That's been a lot of years, man. It's been a lot of years, and we're still at it. We're still doing our thing.
still doing it good like he should. You know what I mean?
I can't do nothing else, man. Hey, that's all I know.
Listen, we got a big show happening in Philadelphia at the Commodore Barry at 6813 Amelin Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my hometown and the hometown and home of the Magic of the Blue, Blue That's Magic. Right. And you guys are the headliners of the entire show. And I just want the world to know that if they miss this, they're missing a lot, because this is going to be one of the greatest shows that ever hit the city of Philadelphia, bringing the 70s back to where you guys started it all.
Yeah, you know, man, what I mean? Bringing us back home. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You're going to be on. You're going to be on the show with some with the intrigues and the Donald Gillespie and my man Henry Brooks. I guess it is. No, Kenny Brooks. I'm sorry, Kenny Brooks. The Intruders Review. Yeah, and Nate Williams with a tribute to Bobby Womack and the Ritchie Family, a great disco group out of the 70s. It's going to be a fantastic night. Musically, it's going to be one of the greatest nights that Philadelphia has had in a mighty, mighty long time. And I am going to be the master of ceremonies. There's a picture that was taken, Wendell, and I had the picture on my phone where, you know, whenever you guys would perform, I was always right in the dressing room with you. We would all hold hands and do the prayer.
Yeah.
Well,
man,
I got that picture, man, where I'm right there. We're all holding hands right there, man. And I'm telling you, it's special to see. And it's just special to bring back all those great memories. You guys are the greatest Philadelphia group to ever come through the city of Philadelphia. And I just want you to know that.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you so much. This was... saying that, you know, because that's what we strive for. I mean, we love what we do. It wasn't about the money or anything else. It was about making our fans happy. And we worked hard with choreography and anything we had to do to make the show the best we could do, you know? And we still doing the same thing, man. We love our fans, man. The fans.
Yeah, how about that?
You know? Yeah.
And
hey,
how about,
hey, what
listen,
would we be without them?
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's right, Wendell.
Hey, people don't realize that the fans are the most important people to us. Mm-hmm. And I go out my way for any one of them, you know, to help them, whatever they need, because they made us who we are.
And you know, and I'll tell you something else, Wendell. I used to always introduce you whenever I was on the radio, and I would always get ready to play you guys' hit records. I would always say, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to hear one of the most God-gifted groups that ever hit the city of Philadelphia. I say that because the voices, you guys weren't just a great group. You were a great singing group. The sounds that came out of you were just only the good Lord up above could put such a beautiful thing on the face of this
man,
earth.
You said a mouthful, man.
You know what I mean?
You really did. I mean, I don't even know if you... Well, there's some things people don't know about us. And I'll just give you a quick synopsis of some of the stuff that happened. Like my brother Vernon and Keith, we grew up together. Richard Pratt, too. We all grew up together. But Keith, Vernon, and myself saw my mother heal this guy by praying. We went to church and got baptized that next month. Because we were like teenagers. We were like 17, 18. And what we saw her do with the power of prayer, we said, man, we're going to church. And we went and joined the church. And I tell you, within 7 to 8 months, we was in Blue Magic.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah. How about that? And he opened some doors and said, look, you came to me, now I'm going to give you something.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And then he gave us the music. He said, here, this is the music you want to do. He said, because we picked the songs out. Norman Harris was a great producer.
Yes, he was.
We were young, and we didn't know nothing really about recording and producing all that stuff. Norman was so good to us. He took us to his room, and he would pull out a box of cassettes, and he would put on the cassettes. He put on Stop the Start. We said, yeah, we want to do that one, Norman. He said, okay, put that on the side. He said, what do you think about this one? Oh, yeah, Norman, look me up. We want to do that, man. He said, okay, put that on the side. He let us pick the songs. I mean, he didn't have to, but I guess he thought we knew what we was doing. I guess we did, because we picked the gold album. So So
yes,
we did all of the work as far as like helping to pick those songs to place on that album. And Ted writing, with right. Spell being the first one. You know, as soon as Spell hit, that was it. We was like, okay, we on our way here. Let's
yes,
go do
did.
An album. And we went yes, right in there, man, with Norman and put that album together. You know, Tear It Down, Walk Up to the Club, Look Me Up, What's Come Over Me. And I,
right.
it was like everything was set for us. And, I mean, we weren't the best singers in the neighborhood. I admit that. We weren't. There were other groups in the neighborhood that were better. But it seemed like God had a reason for us. And I do. I know he did. I am not guessing. I know he did, too.
Yes,
yeah.
indeed.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
he did. So, I know that, and there wasn't a time that I would, whenever I was on the air, and I was on the air for 30 years at WDS Radio,
yeah.
for 30 whole years that I played the Magic of the Blue Magic's music, I
yeah.
always said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most God-gifted group that I ever heard in the city.
You're right. You were right about that, man.
And he's still
God
blessing.
The whole way. And he's
and
still
he's
doing it.
Still blessing. He's
yeah,
still
man.
Doing it, man.
Yeah. Hey, yo, let me tell you something. He'll test you now. He'll test you good.
Oh, no question about it.
Oh, yeah, he'll test you.
Yes,
and he said, did you forget? And you got to come back and realize, oh, no. Whoa, we know exactly what happened here.
No,
it was you the whole way. It was,
there
you know,
go.
We just, your tools that you're using, because during that period of time, there was a war going on in Vietnam.
Right.
There was murders all over there. The country was feeling bad. And
uh-huh.
here we come. And I had guys that came back from the war in Vietnam that told me they was in foxholes listening to our music.
How
I
about
said, what?
That?
He said, man, we was in foxholes. He said, your music helped us to get through all the violence that we was going through. And made
yes,
us think about our loved ones at home by the words y'all was singing.
Exactly.
I said, oh, this is a lot bigger than us.
And a smile would always come on my face whenever I put a Blue Magic song on that turntable. Well, a smile would come across my face bigger than the city itself. It's just so nice to be able to let you know how I feel about you guys still. And that one just never changed. And how you just you had to know that you were my favorite group of all time.
Yeah,
we did know, man.
We knew those who were in our corner was helping us to achieve what we had to achieve. Because they were there with us. They were smiling with us. Like I said, taking pictures, we holding hands. We make a prayer, we hold hands.
Yes,
we
indeed.
We back here all together. We like a big family. You know?
Yes, that's exactly what we were. We were a big family.
And we still are. We're like a family still. You know,
yes,
extended
indeed.
Families all over the place, man. But we help each other, you know. It's not like the industry is today, though. But you know,
right?
Back then,
yeah,
it was a lot.
It's a lot
better
different.
Back then. Yeah, yeah.
It
was real. And
yes,
I gotta admit, it was real.
And the music was real.
Yeah, the music. Hey, look, yo, it wasn't no one guy on no computer doing our music. We had 30 string players, 40 horn players, and a rhythm section.
You
know how many
about?
People we talking about? Almost 70, 80 people on one record.
Exactly. And the music.
It's not to use one guy to do a record, and it lasts for like 5 years. Our music has lasted now for almost 45 years.
Yeah, how about
it's
that?
Still
and the music. And the music was from the heart, and it will continue to go. It will continue to go, and as long as there's breath in this body over here, I will continue. Because as far as I'm concerned, Wendell, I'm a member of Magic of the Blue Magic myself.
Yes, you are.
Okay, you know what I mean?
You was part of the machine that made it happen.
I'm part of the machine. I am part of the family that will never die.
And still there. That's why I'm glad you're still here, brother.
Yes, I'm glad I'm still here with you too, partner. Believe me.
Yeah, man, we still doing it. Can you believe it? A lot of us have left. You know, we lost a lot of people. I call them soldiers along the way.
Yes,
you know,
we have.
It's like a battle to keep our classic soul music alive, combating against the music that they're playing today that the younger generation really don't know about.
How about that, buddy? The
ones of today are standing on our shoulders because we paved the way through all that mess that happened back there, what we had to go through, the music industry and the business part of it and all that stuff.
Right.
We changed a lot of laws when we came through because some of the laws were unfair to us. But they will change. So the younger generation get an opportunity now to make the money. And I don't know if they appreciate it, you know.
Well, I know one thing.
I won't say all of them.
As long as Blue Magic is still kicking, and Rolls Royce is still introducing them. They will get the message sooner or later, my friend, if they haven't gotten it already.
Hey, look, hey,
believe me.
I told you. Yeah, oh, I know.
So we're going to be rocking with you on Saturday, August the 8th.
That's right.
At 8 p.m. at the Commodore Barry. And I'm looking for your face in the place, folks, because you don't want to miss this one.
Y'all really don't want to miss it. I'm going to tell you right now. You really don't want to miss this show.
No,
because I put it to you this way. I can't promise you that we will be here forever.
That's right.
And we never know when our day is up and we won't be able to do this again. If you miss the show, you might miss a part of history.
Exactly.
So you need to come here, and I guarantee we're going to satisfy you.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
No, we work hard, man.
Always have.
Yeah, man. We never stop.
Always have worked hard.
We got a little older, but slow down a little bit. But we still got it.
That's all right. They're going to see for themselves on the 8th of August. Yeah. And we're all going to just, we're going to put it together and have a great time, Wendell.
No, we have a ball, man. It's like a party.
That's the party, man. Well, listen, my good friend, and I do mean my good friend. Tell the guys I'm looking forward to hugging each and every one of them when I see them.
Royce, okay. We'll see you when we get there, baby, and hang out.
Okay.
And I'm about
to play the biggest record of all time coming from Blue Magic. They all were big, but you know what? I'm getting ready to lay on you.
Big one.
That one from 1973. So that we can start all over
that's
again.
That's me doing the lead. Oh, I like that. The baritone.
Very first time I looked at
you. There you go. Wendell, it's great talking to you. Give you love to your family. And I'm looking forward to seeing all of you on the 8th. Good brother, you have yourself a great night tonight. And this is a moment in time that I will never forget.
Great, man. And look, give your family my love, man, okay?
All right, buddy. I certainly will. And God bless you, man. And here's the biggest record of all time from the Magic of the Blue, everybody. And they'll be kicking this one out on August the 8th. Wendell, have a good night, buddy.
Yo, Royce, you have one too, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
We can start over again. Go
magic of the blue. Philly's best blue magic. Life is a three-ring circus. Rolls Royce Howard. It's the soul paradise. And boy, I'm on cloud nine, really, everybody. So, you know, I am in a different world tonight. Believe me, I am. It was just a pleasure talking to Wendell Sawyer of Blue Magic, and it's going to be even more of a pleasure emceeing that show on August the 8th. Oh, yeah, Sandy, we got it going on, baby. Let's go.
If you're gonna give me good kisses like that,
what?
Honey, don't you know I'm gonna give them right back.
So give me
a kiss and get away. That's a kiss and get away. Now that's a kiss and get away. Mess around and fall in love.
Well, if you're gonna start out hugging me tight, don't mess around, just hug me right, cause that's a hugging good way.
That's a
hugging good way.
Whip you down.
That's a hugging good way to mess around and fall in love.
Take this, you remember this? You know you called me on the phone.
Yeah, baby.
And just because I was alone. Yes, you came around to win.
Admit it.
Ah, you better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now
yeah.
You kiss me and you rock my soul. Don't come around knocking rock and roll, cause that's a rocking good way.
Yeah, that's a rocking good
way. Yes, that's a rocking good way.
Yeah.
That's a rocking good way. Ah, to mess around and fall in love. You know you called me on the phone,
mm-hmm.
And just because I was all alone,
that's why I called you.
You came around a wooing. You better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now that you kissed me and rocked my soul, don't come around knocking, rock and roll. That's a rock and roll. Johnny, that's a rock and roll.
I'm with you, baby.
That's a rockin' good way to mess around and fall in love.
You better know it, baby.
I'm digging you.
The rockin' good way.
And I'd love to rock. How about you?
Ah, baby, you got what it takes. Ah!
Ain't that something? You dig the rock?
I say.
Cool.
Stay out of my spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like your spot, though, you know.
All right.
Summer.
Royce, what's cracking?
Some listen to remember, some listen to forget.
I love it.
It's Soul Paradise with Rolls Royce Howard.
It was 1970. I'm talking about the 100 proof aged in dynamite soul. Somebody's been sleeping in my bed. Matter of fact, that record is came out in July of 1970. One of the number one records. It was right in that group with Stevie Wonder, Sign, Still in the Living, and James Brown, Sex Machine, and Junior Walker. It was all those big hit records came out right during that particular time. My senior year in high school, or shall I say, the summer. When I was in broadcasting school, because I had already graduated from high school, those songs came out smoking, believe me. The Soul Paradise, Rolls Royce Howard, where you're hearing the best oldies but goodies nationally on thelovezoneusa.com. And Charisma and Tahira give you the Girls Network each and every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Mike T gives you all the goodies every Thursday night, means he'll be happening tomorrow night from 8 to 10 p.m. You don't want to miss that because the 500 episodes, I understand, he's going to be into tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. What a great show. What a great guy and a great host. I'm talking about Mike T, my main man. Him and very responsible for what I'm doing right now. Mike T is the head of the Love Zone USA. And, of course, my man, Tony Diamond, my producer, who does the countdown show every Friday night from 8 to 9. It all happens right here on the Love Zone USA. You know what I mean? Where if you miss any of this, you miss a little, you're going to miss a whole lot. So be sure you don't miss it. That's all I got to tell you. Another group that's going to be happening on August the 8th. Also, they come out of Philadelphia. And I'm talking about the Intrigues. Everybody remember this?
Ooh, in a moment, baby. In a moment, my, I can feel. In a moment,
I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. He keeps everything in the barnyard upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. Watch out, all you kinfolk, my little red rooster's on the prowl. I tell you that he keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. Keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. He don't want no hen in the barnyard laying eggs for nobody else. Ask him, Ray. Lord have mercy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me tell everybody. Now, if you see my red rooster, send him home. Said if you see my red rooster, send him home. I had no peace in the barnyard since my red rooster been gone.
Hey, great Sam Cooke, the best cook in town. That's one of the requests that one of the family members requested there, Padina, a couple weeks ago, and we're getting around to them now. You know what I mean? We've been kind of busy, but, you know, we get to the request eventually. And I know your Aunt Annie Ruth is cutting the rug. I know they're rocking in Hercules, California tonight. I miss all the crew, but I love all of y'all out there. So if just keep listening, and we'll get back on the phones with you probably next week because the times are short now. That's what we'll do next week. We'll get back to your phone request and continue. And we'll keep that up, let you get your shout outs and all that. In the meantime, I'm shouting that at you. Smokey, are you ready for me? I haven't heard some Smokey Robinson in a long time. Come on, Smokey, give me some.
In that case, I don't want. baby, if you ever wanna show, I don't know if you're gonna show, my darling, I got to go, but nevertheless, I said, you gotta be waiting.
Night to sit in the park and wait for you. I want you to know that, girl. I'm sitting in the park waiting for you, Atlanta, Georgia. Hello to China. Hello to Nina. They got through to me tonight, and they really enjoyed the interview with Blue Magic's own Wendell Sawyer tonight. And matter of fact, Wendell, they said that they used to go to the same church they went to. That's pretty good. All right. Okay. As we keep it grooving, we don't have much time left, but listen, it goes fast when you're having fun anyway. I'm Rolls Royce Howard, and the name of the show is The Soul Paradise, and these are the Spine Benders. It's called For You. Listen.
I was cast a gathered sand on my knees and hands for you, girl.
For you, girl.
For you.
I am, first class, handling like glass, not last to last. I'm talking about Zion, still delivered, I'm yours. 1970 music once again from Stevie Wonder with Rolls Royce Howard on the Love Zone. It's the soul paradise, everybody. And it's hot. And I need to be under the boardwalk with you, girl. You know what I mean?
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. I'm bad for more, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the past you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
On a blanket with my baby, where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
That's going to do it for me. All righty. It's been fun, but we've got to run. We'll see you next Wednesday night beginning at 8 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of the week, everybody. The Spinners are taking us home tonight.
I get so mad at you, like parents ought to. Mona Lisa.